caught that one. I caught all of those fish up on there. Go over and look at them, boys. You'll see them.
So, Mr. Caziza says that you would deep sea fish. You caught marlin. What was the biggest one you ever caught, and how did you catch it?
Well, 552 is the biggest one. I got a picture of the 552, I think, there. Yeah, 552 is the biggest. Well, really, I caught one 590. One 590 out there is the biggest one. Uh-huh. That picture's up there.
That looks like a great white shark.
No, it's huge. That's a black marlin. They're all black marlin.
Uh-huh. That's about how long is that, would you say, about?
Well, that's about 14, 15 feet. About 14 feet.
14 feet long.
Yeah, about 14 long.
How on earth did you catch a fish that big?
Well, you got to wear him out. You can't hold him in. I had 80-pound test lines, all I had on that thing. Mm-hmm. On the thing. It did have, on that couple of the other ones, I had 132-pound test line. Then we got monofilament lines and so forth. And so we could cut the water better and wouldn't drag and you wouldn't have any troubles.
Yeah, I always wondered about that because I grew up near Seattle. We would catch salmon maybe 20 pounds and our lines would break all the time.
Yeah, the drag gun.
Yeah, I can't even imagine how to catch a fish that big with an 80-pound
line. 80-pound test line.
You just let it go?
You see the reel there? You got the reel sitting around there someplace.
Okay.
Where is it here? Let's see if you can find it.
There's a reel over here.
Where's the reel, honey?
Over here. Over here.
Showing the.
So this is your sister, Ruth.
That's my ex-wife. That's a 485-pounder. That's there. She left me for another guy, so.
I guess they usually do. Half the time they go with another.
There's the 540. Caught both of these. Now this is this fish right here. The 368. Yeah. Now I was going to put that one, but it wouldn't fit here. I'd have to cut a hole in the house, see? So, but this is one of the big ones. Yeah, you see the reel? You know that?
Oh, yeah.
That's got 80-pound test line on it there.
Yeah.
You know, we had very sophisticated equipment. I had the best, got it from Miami all the time. And I had that good stuff.
You guys never used tests this big.
Yeah. There's the 552. That was prize winning. I won all the prizes with that one.
Wow, black marlin, 16 feet, 540 pounds.
Yeah,
35 minutes.
Yeah, it's where you get the hook in them. What it is. See, sometimes if you hook him up in the eye or in the ear or something like that, he'll be out there for. It's like you got somebody shot you in the ear. That is forever. But if you put him in the mouth, you're not going to be there very long. See, and. So, wear them out. You gotta wear them out before the line wears out, before you wear out, before the pole wears out, or something to give, see, on that thing there. That's what it is. But you just gotta, sometimes you give well. I don't think I ever gave up on that. Marlin. I give out a shark sometimes. I had a shark that probably weighed, maybe 800 or 1,000 pounds. I had that thing on my line for probably about 4 hours. And I thought, shoot, there's no point in trying to anchor or get this darn guy. And so I held it. So we're out here catching fish. And all I try to do is lift up a great big hunk of meat from the bottom of the ocean.
That's a big hook.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, see the hook? Yeah. Uh-huh. That's the kind of hook you use.
That's heavy, boy. Did you pick the hook?
Yeah, that is heavy.
You're that pretty strong person to bring him something like that.
What do you put on that, on the hook?
Live bonita, the best thing to do. It's about
quite a few
fish. Well, it's not like a kind of fish, but he swims around and he attracts the big fish, see? Mm-hmm. And so they come up to get him, and then you have your troubles. Trouble, or you don't know what you have. So you just
sharks crawling.
So sometimes you get down in Colombia, there's a lot of shark down in the, it's in the, what's in the current, see?
Yeah.
And so forth. So we had in Panama, we had
this is little like about shoes.
The middle of December till about the middle of
you're
February.
The current was everybody comes in here,
full
they
of marlin, see? And so that's when we did our big fishing and so forth.
I mean, he knew about the shoes. Yeah. He knew about the shoes. They look like shoes.
Yeah. Now this here, you saw you looking at this. I don't see what your history is all right. Did you ever hear London Bridge is falling down?
London
Bridge.
Yeah. You hear that? Okay. All right. You'll never know. But I'll make it a short thing. Those two, let's say, escudos, I was on the spot.
To armory?
True. What the hell would you call the damn thing? The escudo. Things. Well, I call them escudo. Pictures. Emblems. I call them emblems.
Emblems. Oh.
Those two emblems. Remember when they. You know what happened to the London Bridge about 10, 15 years ago? A wealthy, I don't know, landowner or something bought it because they were going to tear it down in London. It's right around London, mm-hmm. where the London Bridge is. He was going to tear it down, and this one developer around, lived in, worked in, Texas, and he remembered that because he was a kid, mm-hmm. and they used to sing London Bridge falling down, falling down, down, London Bridge falling down, my fair lady. And so he remembered that thing, and so he found out that they were going to destroy the bridge. He said, oh no, I'll buy it. So he, from the developer of that area, he bought the bridge, had it packed up, tore, dismantled it. And I saw the boxes and so forth. They had it all, and they're all coded and so forth on the thing. They shipped it over, and they put it over to, it's in Arizona, and they reconstructed it over the California River there and so forth. So London Bridge is now in the United States. Well, what happened, I'll make a long story short here. I saw them before they, when they were, let's say, unloading it and the boxes there, because I was living in California at that time, see? Uh-huh. And this is right on the border between California and Texas and so forth. So what happened is boxes were there, and they got the thing, they built them. Bridge. Now I was traveling in between California and Texas and from Texas to
California.
Louisiana, that thing. So anyway, they were putting it all together and so forth, and they had these things left over. And they just threw them on the trash. And so when I was going through one day to a swap meet.
In California.
I saw all these things in a swap meet. Some big envelopes and so forth. They were dirty and they were rusty and everything. And I thought, well, I'm a trash man like that. I was in it. So I bought them from the guy and so forth. And he happened to live near me in California. And so I was talking. He said,
You remember one day that you bought those emblems and so forth? I says, yeah, I got them and so forth. He says, well, here's the story on those things. Uh-huh. So he said, those were the emblems on the bridge this way, and then there was one on that end of the bridge.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Thing. Yeah. They were, and they got to the end of the, mm-hmm. getting the bridge all put together, and they looked so cruddy and so lousy.
That was all
they
rusted.
Did, they put them in the trash.
Oh, yeah. That's incredible.
That's all
he wow. got them in the trash. Uh-huh. He got them out of the trash, and he had them, see? Well, I bought them from this guy that had them in the trash. His wife says, you've had these in the garage now for 2 years and you haven't done anything with them. Get rid of them. Uh-huh. So he sends them to this trash, or this swap meet, as we call them. And I buy them. Well, I didn't know when I bought them what they were. I knew they were going to have a nice emblem on my house.
Yeah.
And so forth on that. And then I find this other guy that told me what they were, see? So, boy, we got home, gave
him wow, that's incredible.
One of these fellows that rebuilds cars and so forth there.
Uh-huh.
He worked in a garage that does that. And so he said, oh, I'll clean them up for you. He takes his sandblaster, and he sandblasts them all, cleans them all up. I take them to another guy, and they get them painted. So those are where they are.
Whoa.
That's right. If that falls, if I hit it right through my head.
That'll come up. So,
I mean,
I don't know. Those are from London Bridge.
That's incredible. Well,
this one's
one's little.
That's right. Nobody ever had them. Nobody ever had them.
Wow.
Oh, well.
And this thing here, yeah.
It's locked in there. When the kids. And I was afraid we'd play with it on the door, and so where they, you know what they would do?
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Kill a kid.
Shoot.
Did you see his plaque there? We got that in the ship.
This one?
The Cruise of Recognition. No, and the Roosevelt Medal.
Oh, that one.
Yeah. His outstanding work.
Yeah,
wow, that's
the work
great.
He's doing there.
Theodore Roosevelt Circle.
Mm-hmm.
The Panama Canal Museum.
And this was taken, look how young he, just in 06, that's about the last of his graduation class, we went back to Michigan. And then they got the school tore down. He got the plates made up and give each one, and he paid for the whole thing.
Among the group, he is the youngest one.
Yeah, he's the owner of the restaurant there. We ate downtown in Michigan. And I said, he looks like an owner. They all had gray hair. They all wore glasses. And he looks like he's the owner of the restaurant.
Right.
Yeah, look at that.
And he's amazing. So that was your high school, Mr. Graziza?
Yeah, that's right,
high school?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's tore down, 60, and I think they're going to send them a work.
60th year.
Uh-huh.
So, boy, you think back, boy, you're 60 years ago, you graduated from high school. Holy smokes.
Do you want to look at the house now since we're walking around and exercise?
Sure. Yeah, show them out there.
Okay.